By the time I realized my fiancé was married, it was much too late. I had met Victor 2 summers ago. I had just begun a new job as a sales executive for a media company. Victor had his own business running a small but lucrative printing company. When I first met him, I noticed how fit he was for his age. Early 40s, I guessed. The second thing was how handsome he was, with the streak of gray hair that made him seem experienced but not too old. I'll never forget his pickup line at the end of our first meeting.
So, Zinzi, tell me, do you sell insurance?
No, I don't.
Okay, do you perhaps have a life cover?
Why do you ask?
No, because I'd like to add your name to mine.
So you can only imagine how happy I was when this charming and intelligent Zulu man asked me to be his wife over a year into us dating.
So, Zinzi, ngiyacela phela ungenze indoda ejabulile. Ngicela nje usawusuba yipholo balam.
Yes, of course.
Suka nini madoda.
What he forgot to tell me is that there was already a Mrs. Ngcobo. That I would be the sequel. And you know what they say about sequels. They're never as good as the original. Our families had finished negotiating lobola when we found out about Norma. Ma, how could he do this to me? How could he lie to me for 2 whole years?
Danami, I don't know what to say. Men are dogs. Easy, Janji.
He said he loved me and he was hiding a family. What kind of man does that? He sends his family here and they drop a bomb on us like this.
What do you want us to do? They are still out there, just as stunned as we all are.
I want them out of here. Tell them to go. Abahambe.
Oh, so you want to embarrass us in front of our neighbors and our in-laws?
Your in-laws. Don't make me laugh.
Yes, our in-laws. Lobola has been negotiated and agreed. We are practically family now. I know you are hurting, Danami, but marriage is about sacrifice. Best you learn now rather than later.
So what do you want me to do, Ma? Just pretend this didn't happen and play happy family?
No. Victor's in the car. I want you to put your big girl panties on, go speak to him and come back with your men.
There are 2 things which I loved and hated about my mother. The first was that she was a hard woman. Always had been. It took a while, but eventually I was calm enough to go to the car and confront Victor. He was sitting in the back seat of his Mercedes. So this is how you do me,
As Zinzi, I wish there had been another way. I'm sorry. Being fooled with jail so many times. I really did.
So why didn't you?
I was afraid you'd leave. I mean, you think a beautiful woman your age could ever look at me the way you do? Being a fool would lose us, Indy.
What difference would losing me had made? You still have your wife. What's her name? Nomi.
No, Norma.
Norma. The original. You told me your wife died and you didn't want to talk about it.
I know. Truth is, Norma can't have kids anymore. I'm under pressure from Abadala and they want Enyindlalifa, I mean, to continue the family bloodline.
What is it with you Zulu people and boys? You already have a son, Jay.
Yeah, but that Mandla has no interest in the family business. I need someone I could groom to take over the family business.
Oh, so I'm just an incubator?
Of course not. You know I love you, Zinzi. I still want you to be my wife, my second wife.
I stepped out of that car unsure of what to do. Unsure if I recognized the man I'd left in the back seat of that car. I'd never seen Victor so desperate. He wasn't the man I'd fallen in love with. He was weak. I entered back into the house via the back door where my mother was waiting.
We should have a winter wedding. Less chances of rain.
Who says I'm getting married?
Winter. Yes, that's the best time for a wedding. And by then the baby will be here too.
What baby?
You are carrying low. I think it's a boy.
The second thing I loved and hated about my mother was that when it came to me, she knew. She just always knew.